It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host and owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We are located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South in West Mobile. We are located at 3435 South Shades Crest Road in Hoover in the Birmingham area and opening in the next 2 weeks at 8009 Vaughn Road in Montgomery, and we are also located at 25935 Friendship Road, Unit C in Daphne. So wherever you are in Alabama, chances are there is either a Cannabama near you or coming soon to be near you. We are committed to sort of trying to set a standard for the education, compassion, and distribution of really great, fine quality CBD in the state of Alabama, and maybe one day we'll expand out. But we want people to get the best experience they can and get the help they need, and we are committed to that. You can find us at cannabama.com, and you can call us and get any of the locations at 251-255-5155. Just came back from painting in Hoover, and I hated the white walls, so we had to liven it up with a little color. So we got some green walls, and we're finishing all the last little details there. Got a great new staff. So a little shout out to Tabby, the manager. She's fantastic and very smart, and I'm so pumped to have her there kind of being my eyes and ears and overseeing things. She's in training right now with my son and Chip, who is our other full-time employee. And he is a super nice guy and really excited to get to work in the industry. And we also have Carlos, who is a boxer. And he's a little more quiet and broody, but we like him. And so he's going to be a great asset for all of you athletes out there who want advice on what products to use for sore muscles, broken bones, all those good things, protecting your noggin when you knock them into each other playing a game. So I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be wanting to play sports since sports seem to be being pushed back from what I hear. Anyway, and then there's Montgomery, and I'm excited that my new manager, Clara, is fantastic. She lives in here in Mobile, and I really wanted to give her a job, but I didn't have a manager job available, and I said, man, if you could go and manage that Montgomery store, I'd be great, and she said, let's go. And so she's moving to Montgomery and been training here in Mobile with my managers here, my best staff, and I'm really, really excited. She's just jumped in and just a duck to water and has taken it on, and she's having a good time. And then our last new acquisition is a girl in the Montgomery area who has a lot of great experience in retail, who is excited to be in the industry as well. Her name is Monique, and she and Clara are going to tear up Montgomery for me. And of course, I'll be traveling around to help do classes and oversee things and make sure that every store is the same, that you walk in and you feel at home just like you do on St. Francis Street, and you get the same exact experience and the same products and the same quality of compassion. So I'm really excited to finally be sort of shaking off the COVID-19 cooties, because please, Lord, let it be over. Yes. We are ready to roll. It's very, very exciting. And I have been traveling a lot. So thank God for CBD, because hotel beds and strange places are not the greatest for conducive to great sleep. But thank God for my products. And they help me make it through, because otherwise I would be a zombie right now. Everybody keeps saying, well, when are you going back out of town? So I'll be here in Mobile all week long. And then in Louisiana for graduation this weekend for my nephew. But yeah, so we are getting everything rolling and just kind of roll with the punches still. Everything's still kind of weird up in the air. You know, people still aren't shopping like they have been, but that's okay. We're still going to be here. We're coming up on our 2-year anniversary in August. We're planning on our first event for the month being Ladies Night. To resume our classes. It's our most popular class. So we'll be doing that in the first week of August in all the stores. And Cannabama Daphne is actually having their grand opening on Saturday, July 25th, and it'll be an all-day event. So definitely go check that out on the Cannabama Daphne Facebook page. And on our page, we'll have information, but they're going to have music, we're going to have food trucks, lots of good stuff to give away, some guests. I'll be there, Whitney will be there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So be looking out for that. That's just, gosh, that's next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the next weekend at the Daphne location. And like I said, Ladies Night will kick off our August, and we're shooting for a big event in downtown Mobile at the end of the month. And we're working on some weekly specials on top of our daily specials, some giveaways. I was speaking to a local business owner last night about some collaboration. A friend of mine owns a business called Meticulous Detailing. He loves to detail cars, and it's a side job for him, but he's very good at it. And I was like, you know, I should give away, a $75 car package as one of our prizes for the month. And so he was excited about that. And so I'm going to get with some more local business owners. If anybody is listening and a local business owner would like to be involved in that, gift cards, services, anything that we can pick up in support of your business and help promote your business as a way to say thank you to our customers for the last 2 years of business, let me know, jennifer@cannabama.com. You can call the stores at 251-255-5155. So tonight, first of all, Whitney, hello. Is Whitney there?
Can you hear me?
Whitney, it's so weird when you're not in the studio because I'm not looking at you.
I know. I miss you guys.
I know. I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks. Welcome to Whitney, my beautiful co-host in Daphne. And tonight we're going to be talking with Michael Dunson. And Michael is the national and international wholesale director at Pinnacle Hemp. Michael, are you there? Hello?
I am here.
Oh, hey.
Yay, there you are.
Okay, so what's a show without a technical difficulty?
As you can imagine, sometimes, you know, there might be a delay or a pause.
Yes, pause. Well, welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you.
Tell us, we got about 2 minutes before we go to a break. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 43. I'm married. I just celebrated my 17th year with my wife.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
I got two kids. One who's 8, one who's 4. They share the same birthday.
Wow.
March 1st.
That's
and they
awesome.
Were both born a day after leap day, 4 years apart.
Wow.
So,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. And so right now we're all working from home. My wife is a marketing communications director at a large roofing company.
Okay.
And so she has the office and I have the kids.
Uh-huh.
And so
as it should
what my
be.
My day looks like is having conversations with at least three people at once at all times.
Right. I mean, that's the good. You're living the dream, man.
Right. I do have a hammock.
Oh, yes. I've seen your hammock many times on your Facebook.
So I can't complain.
Yes, I believe I saw a picture from about 2 hours ago from the hammock.
Well, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And
yes.
People think I'm being lazy. I'm like, no, I can literally talk to people from my phone wherever I'm at.
Well, it must not be as hot there as it is here because it is stinking hot.
Well, it's 96 and humid. It was like 87 degrees, so I took advantage.
Yeah, that's like practically winter. It was, I think, yeah. It was 108 this
exactly
weekend here.
Alabama, huh?
108, wow. Yeah, uh-huh.
108, oh, you weren't kidding, okay.
Yeah, no, I was not exaggerating. And as tropical as we are here down on the coast, it just, there's some days during the summer where there's not nary a breeze to be had. It's mostly just storms. Well, listen, Michael, when we come back, we'll get into Pinnacle, and looking forward to hearing about that. We'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. I need to make a correction. The Canabama Daphne grand opening is Friday the 24th, not the 25th. So, again, go to the website, go to the page. There's more accurate information than what's coming out of my face right now. Anyway, Michael, are you there?
I'm here.
Whitney? Hello, Whitney.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Did that fix it? Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Friday the 24th. What time does it start with?
We're doing all day long, but we're going to do the ribbon cutting at 4:15, and I'm not sure what time Tony's going to be there, but we're still working out those fun things.
Okay, yes. Tony from 92 Zoo will be there for a live remote. All right, good. Sounds good. All right, Michael. Tell us about a little bit about your background, how you got into the cannabis industry, and then we'll go into Pinnacle specifically.
Sure. So back up a little bit. I worked in the medical field for about 18 years. I was a respiratory therapist. I still am licensed respiratory therapist and mm-hmm. worked in the hospital doing respiratory therapy for about 15, 16 years. Fast forward, I was a vet tech for a little while, for about a year and a half, and through a mutual friend, I met Kevin. And Kevin, as a lot of people know, Kevin Lacey is the owner of Pinnacle.
Right.
So we started, he through his friend, asked if I could work with him on a project. And so we opened up a retail store. It wasn't a hemp or CBD at the time, because this was 7 years ago.
Right.
And about 2 years in, he was going off to Colorado, and that was about that was about 5 years ago. But so that was 2 years in as we're working together, and then come to find it out, he had been going to farms, visiting farms in Colorado, hemp farms, learning about hemp and doing all the study. I didn't really know much about it.
Right.
Well, the reason is because his daughter, suffered from a seizure disorder.
Okay.
And I know we got to be careful sometimes about how we speak,
right?
Concerning how the claims of CBD and hemp and things like that.
Right.
But, she had a seizure disorder, and how the medications and the amount of medications they give to young children for seizure disorders, and a lot of time without success.
Right.
So it was during that journey that he brought. He was bringing some back. He was trying that. He got this, it was what was called at the time whole plant extract.
Right.
That's what we knew it as.
Right.
And then he began giving it to his daughter, and his daughter ended up taking it for longer without even telling him. And I don't know if I'm supposed to share this part of the story, but she didn't tell him that she quit taking her seizure medication.
And oh, wow.
Three, 4 months in, and no one recommends that, by the way.
Right, right. We're not saying that that's what anybody should do. Let's make that plain. But this is someone's personal experience.
They're asking, you haven't had a seizure in 3 months.
Right.
And then she fessed up, mm-hmm. She said, I've been taking, some of the stuff that you brought home, this whole hemp extract, and that's what I've been doing every day.
Yeah.
So it was like a wonderful story that was tied up in a lie, but it ended up being great.
Right,
of
course.
It ended up being the foundation for Pinnacle Hemp.
Right, and how could a father deny what value there was to be placed on something like that? I know I have an employee whose son has a catastrophic seizure disorder, and it has done a lot for him. And yeah. she was yeah. one of my first customers, and she will she'll tell you plainly, you know, her experience, and without making medical claims, she'll tell you her experience has been a really good one. So I can relate to that story.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the place that we have approached from. That's our perspective, is to help as many people as we can with no side effects
right.
along the way.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the best part, is that there's no negative, you know, there's
right.
no negative.
No.
The only negative outcome I've seen is people going and getting garbage products or getting
yes.
Robbed mm-hmm. and not being told how to use the right. product properly. Wouldn't you say that that's probably the biggest problem we have, Whitney?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we can all relate to that. Every time someone goes into a subpar shop, and unfortunately for us, Mobile is incredibly saturated compared to much bigger cities. And, it, you know, I don't know. I think I know why, but I'm not sure. But every time somebody has a bad experience, they are 10 right. times less likely to come to us. And we are yes. dogged, and we are determined. And when we don't get it right out of the gate, I tell people, just stick with me, because it's not always a perfect process. But stick with me, because now it's going to make me mad if we don't get it right. I'm going to get it right.
Right.
Because there's a whole that's lot it. That goes into it that no one's teaching. And that's why we teach the way we do.
Right. And can I just say, when a consumer has a negative experience the first time they use a CBD or hemp product, they are, you know, I don't know the numbers. They are much more likely to even never try a hemp product again in their life.
Right. And they're so close to a solution.
Life, which is worse than just not them coming to your store, but someone who needs that product.
Right. You know? And who is convinced that it will not help them.
Right.
Because,
right.
well, and a lot of times too, the price, and we all know it's expensive. We all have right. a great appreciation for the fact that it's not $5. And mm-hmm. so, especially with the price of products, and I've seen the worst products on the market for way more than what we charge for the best products. And right. so you couple a non-experience or a bad experience with that price tag, and they will never set foot in a legitimate business. Oh. And they will never hear you out, and they don't care. Because they look at you as if you are, you know, a snake oil salesman and just trying to
right.
make money, and that makes me very upset.
Right.
Because we do. There are those of us that work very hard.
Right.
And we are doing the very best we can, and we are good at what we do. And so people who, I think opportunists who
yes.
look at the general lack of education in society and prey upon that, mm-hmm. are disgusting
yeah.
because a lot of the people that come in through the doors at Cannabama are even afraid to have hope anymore. We
right.
are their last resort, sadly, and hopefully one day we'll be their first resort. But we're their right. last resort, and they don't even want to let themselves believe that it can do anything for them. And we know it can do everything for them. And that's why we do things the way that we do. I'd rather them leave with information alone that I gave them for free, or spend $3 on a sample and not $100. And
right.
believe me that my heart is where I say it is, and that we can be trusted, and that they would be open to let us give them all that we have to offer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, you're not just paying for a product, you're paying for the
right.
service and
right.
the knowledge
right.
and people look to you like almost like a life coach, you know, walking
right.
them through the process.
Right. And it's our job. It's our job to know about their condition. It's
right.
our job to help them understand how this applies to them specifically.
Right.
And I think that is one of the things that makes Cannabama unique. So
absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Whitney and I, sorry,
yes.
Whitney, I know I always hog the mic here, but
it's okay.
The reason that I mess with Whitney is because Whitney, honestly, is the only other retailer in the area that I know that has integrity, that has the same philosophy, that does want the same things that I do and has those same goals and puts as much heart and soul into it as I do. And same goes for my staff. You know, I have the best staff in the industry. A lot of stores don't have any employees at all. I have 14 people that I know would lay in traffic for our customers to understand fully what they have and what they need and what we can do for them. And the ones that are learning are so excited to learn. And that's what sets us apart as a business. So we love to come alongside brands like yours that have that same philosophy. So tell us a little bit more about Kevin and Pinnacle, because Kevin called me one night and I was not okay. And I don't know Kevin from Adam. And he was so kind to me. I actually cried in the first 4 seconds of the phone call. And he sat on the phone. I sat in my car behind my store in West Mobile. And he sat and talked to me as if he were my best friend for over an hour. And you don't find that very often. And then his wife sent me a message because I'm sure he said, man, I had this crazy phone call with this crying lady. Even his wife reached out to me and they were so kind to me. And I will never, ever forget that. And so I can't imagine how great it is to work for someone like that.
Yeah, it is one of the things I respect and admire about the both of them is they are such giving people.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you how many times, and I won't just because, you know, they're not trying to boast about it, but
right.
How many times they have given products, given time, given an ear to stores, businesses, families, you know, over the years.
Yeah.
And it is one of the reasons why, like, to me, I wasn't in a hurry to talk about Pinnacle as much as I was in a hurry just to keep talking about hemp and the relationships we have. And that's one
right.
of those relationships that I'm proud to be a part of Pinnacle because I am a part of that, you know, that family.
Right.
And that's part of, you know, it's a real big part of our identity because it comes from a place of compassion.
Absolutely.
And it comes from, you know.
Absolutely. That's us too. You know, I come across people all the time. And when someone needs something more than I need it, I never want to hesitate. And Kevin strikes me as the same type of person, and so do you. And I'm
right.
so happy to be able to find people like you in the industry.
Right.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about the brand and the products. So we want to know about Pinnacle Hemp. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host and owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. And we're on with Whitney, the owner of Cannabama Daphne.
I'm here.
And Michael Dunson from Pinnacle Hemp.
Hello.
Michael, tell us a little bit. Well, first of all, Whitney, do you have any questions for Michael so far?
Oh, I'm trying not to sneeze. I am so sorry. My question that I've been asking everyone, I know it's a little off topic, is, but have you guys had any issues with, like, packaging or limited resources during COVID?
Not so much packaging. Well, actually, you know, now that you mention it, I don't know as much about that that area, but
yeah.
I do think there were some shortages on bottles at one point.
Yes.
And things like that, but
people are
I've
so
heard
creative.
A couple of those things, but nothing too crazy that I'm aware of.
Well, I bought hand sanitizer the other day in a mustard bottle, so that's why that question prompted
and we've had some in vape juice bottles.
Yes.
Oh,
the little pointy,
sure.
the little pointy lid, screw on tops with the little
needle
skinny
nose.
Needle. Yeah, I got some hand sanitizer in those.
Yep.
Well,
we did hand sanitizer, and we actually had a round of them in those, but we also had two other bottles, like a spray and a pump.
Okay.
So, but we did have those.
Yeah.
Options.
I mean, it's a pretty decent option because you don't want to squirt too much out, so it makes sense.
Right. It works.
A little dab will do you, huh?
Yeah, it works.
Well, okay, so tell us a little about Pinnacle.
Well, you know a little bit of the backstory now, you
right.
know, 5 years ago. We came out with a tincture. It was full spectrum, what we called whole plant extract.
Right.
And turned a lot of heads. Not a lot of companies were doing that at the time. And CBD isolate was the prevailing way
right.
to consume CBD at the time. While there had been studies, full spectrum, you know, extract,
mm-hmm.
They were rare in the U.S., but you could get them from Israel and other places like that.
Right.
So anyways, so next thing you fast forward a couple of years and I'm blown away. We've come out with honey sticks and gummies and different ways.
And toothpicks. I've got
syringes.
To have some of those. That's so
What's
cool.
That?
I'm big on oral health. I have had implants and, you know, all that good stuff. My kids have braces. So
right.
the CBD oral care products and anything like that fascinates me because it's so perfect.
Right. And there's just so many different ways you can consume mm-hmm. CBD and get your dosing. And you have your products you take every day, and then you have your products you take to supplement those products.
Right.
You know, it's like
right.
you have your maintenance type CBD, and then you have those supplemental products that help when you have flare-ups or you have an extra bad day.
Right.
Anyways, like I said, it's easy for me to get off topic.
Right. Them. We call topical spot treatment. We call inhalable rescue inhaler.
Yeah.
And then our tinctures, our daily tinctures are our head-to-toe good stuff.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we now manufacture over 120 different SKUs.
Wow.
Three brands. There's actually Pinnacle, Kokoro, and Rift. So you have a full spectrum line, which is Pinnacle. You have a broad spectrum line, which is Kokoro. And the Rift is the isolate line that we just released our first product of just a few weeks ago. It's a CBD oral spray as opposed to a tincture.
Yes, I'm definitely interested in that one, too.
I knew you were going to be excited about that one.
Yes, and the packaging is great, too. I mean, I know packaging
media,
is just paper and plastic, but
job.
It matters. Because some people have great products, and their packaging, I'm like, oh, man, come on.
Right. You missed it.
Come on, no one's going to buy that, and it's terrible.
You know, because some of them are really good products.
They are great products, and I've actually helped people... Like, maybe think about this. And they're like, oh, okay. And, you know, everybody has their strong points. But
right,
I see,
right.
you know, I've seen it all. I've seen it all.
Right.
If I haven't tried it yet, it's because it's new. And they haven't made it our way yet. But we have tried everything. And I've seen some packaging that I'm like, what in the heck was anybody thinking? That's one dude who's no wife, no nothing, you know? No one is giving this person advice, and I feel bad.
Right.
Oh, because you hate to say, well, I like the product, but your packaging is ugly.
Yeah, it's important.
It is.
Packaging
it is.
Important.
Packaging matters. It's stupid.
That's the first thing people see.
It's a stupid thing, but packaging does matter. It
right.
looks, you know, and there's some things, you know, I tell people this all the time. You do not have to pander to stoners. They
right,
will shop. They will buy. They don't care what it looks like. You don't have to do that. It scares away all of the people who are deathly afraid of it. So stop it. Stop it.
Stop it.
Please stop. Yeah, I mean, I've been in business 2 years this coming month. And
That's
my
so great.
Stores are staged and furnished as if I were selling high-end shoes or handbags. Mm-hmm. You are not going to get a head shop feel. But I still have to go to the parking lot and talk people into coming in. I do.
Right.
But still, I have pictures of my stores on the website, on the Google listings, so people will see, this is, it's completely harmless. And I still have to go out and say, here I am, I'm just a soccer mom, you know, no Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, no Bob Marley posters. You know?
Yeah. You know, hemp is still a, you know, new industry.
It is very new.
It's been within the last, you know, 2 to 4 years where full spectrum has become a little more commonplace, you know?
Well, I like to consider myself an OG hemp retailer because in the state of Alabama, I am. And in the South, in the Southeast, you know, we're the newbie new, you know, we are really new. And so I like to consider myself an OG because... you know, I didn't care what anybody thought, and It has served me well.
Right. And, you know, the stigma will always be there.
Oh, yeah.
Less of the stigma now, but, you know.
That's where the education comes in.
Education.
That's where the education comes in. It will never be normal until we normalize it.
Right.
And it will never be, you know, the whole plant, every aspect of it will not ever be totally accepted until we normalize it.
Right.
So I like to think that what we've done in the last 2 years has helped pave the way for the new medical bill in Alabama.
Right.
You know, because no one's running down the street with their hair on fire naked. And, you know, so maybe it's not so bad.
It might not be.
Yeah. Well, so what is your most popular product? What's your best seller?
Our full spectrum, probably our 1200 milligram full spectrum tincture original.
Mm-hmm.
That one has a VG base, but the one is our MCT base is actually gaining on it.
Right.
And then probably our full spectrum gummies and then our relief cream, probably in the top three there.
Yeah. Well, everybody needs a good tincture and a good topical, in my opinion.
Oh,
yes.
Those two just go together so well.
Well, like I tell people all the time, when I started with an oral and a topical because I had plantar fasciitis so bad in my feet.
Oh, yeah.
I'd had surgery and all that. And I mean, they just hurt constantly. And I would get up and do my tincture and put my salve on and wait for my coffee. And after a couple weeks, I started forgetting the topical because they didn't hurt anymore. Or I wouldn't need it first thing in the morning because I would wake up and they wouldn't hurt. And then I only needed it in the evening. And then eventually I just stopped using it unless it was a special circumstance because I just didn't need it.
Right.
It got rid of the inflammation. They clipped that tendon. Tore me up. I was on crutches for a month and nothing changed because it wasn't the tendon. It was the inflammation.
Right.
And all the unnecessary surgeries. I mean, I've had surgery 14 times and most of those were abdominal surgeries from a birth injury with my son. But, you know, a lot of the things like knee surgery and, you know, jaw surgery for migraines, none of that. I probably could have avoided all of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to help people not have to get cut on so much and to not only manage their pain, but get rid of the source of all that.
Let's get to the root of it.
Yes. That's everything, you know, even with addiction.
Right.
You know, once we get to, okay, we can get rid of your withdrawal symptoms and your cravings and help you sleep and help you with pain. And now you need therapy because you got to get to the reason why you use in the first place. If you don't deal with the root cause, you're going to keep going back. And if you can't learn how to manage that and cope with it mentally, emotionally, you're going to need to check out. And so, you know, we encourage people to do that. And that's why we're so involved in addiction recovery. I'm hoping that grows and grows. I'd like to start with the new communities that we're opening in. And get with the programs in Hoover and Birmingham area and in Montgomery and really spread this message through Alabama. So, you know, we love working. So many people in the industry are in recovery. It's beautiful. I talk to people almost every day and they're like, well, I'm in recovery too. And I'm like, that's amazing because you understand what I'm talking about. So one of my brands was everybody that works for this one brand has been through a recovery program that was created by the founder of another brand that I sell. And I was like, what? That is freaky weird and awesome.
That is amazing.
It's a bunch of guys in California. They're like, well, we've all been through his program and our companies are friends. And I'm like, that's bizarre and awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and,
it's
you know,
made such an impact.
That's something I can relate with. You know, I've been through recovery, and him played and still plays a role in that. You know,
right?
We all have an endocannabinoid system for a reason.
That's right.
And it needs to be activated, and it needs to be used.
Right.
For you to feel right.
Right. Right.
You know,
well,
to be right.
Of the things that keep us from getting clean, the fear and anxiety of it, the pain, because we've all gone through withdrawal. We've all done it, You know, anybody who's dependent on a substance has gone through the dreaded symptoms of withdrawal for one reason or another, and that is enough to keep you using for a long time, and that's what kept me using.
Right.
And to be able, that's how I knew in the very beginning this is going to change things, because it basically took all those things away. And then you can just focus on your emotional and mental health and the reasons
right.
that you need to do that. And you don't have to believe the lie that you'll be on methadone for the rest of your life or you'll be in meetings for the rest of your life. I feel like we're offering people true freedom.
Right.
Behavior modification right. is terribly, dismally unsuccessful. Yes, people do it, but it's misery. And
yeah.
And you know, it's been amazing to see how it has affected people with different substance abuse issues across the gamut, you know, alcohol, meth, pills, benzos, antipsychotics, of course,
right.
opiates and heroin. You know, you name it. Even kratom. I know a lot of people in the industry sell kratom. I am not a fan because I've had to help people get off of it. What is it, Whitney?
I said it's a highly addictive plant-based
right.
substitute for an opioid.
It fills those holes and it gives you that same relief, but it's like pressing the pause button on your withdrawal, because as soon as you stop using that kratom, it comes like a freight train. And I've had people come in tears and say, I can't stop with the kratom and I want to stop. And then a week later, the husband comes back and says, thank you for giving me my wife back. And you know, so that tells me we're doing the right thing with not, well, of course it's banned in Alabama, but probably good thing. When we come back, we're going to finish our last segment with Whitney and with Michael from Pinnacle Hemp.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I just had a great experience on the break. We got a caller who said he had not listened to the show before and didn't know what show he was listening to, but I mentioned plantar fasciitis. So I got to give him some good education, and hopefully I will see him. I didn't even get his name. Hopefully I'll see him in the store and set him up with some samples this week. It's always exciting to know that somebody's heard something new and learned something new, because that's what we're here for. We want to teach people and we want to provide the best products that we can. We're going to win over Alabama one person at a time. And plantar fasciitis ain't no joke.
No.
Your feet are your foundation, and it stinks so bad, especially for women. I think I had to give up all my cute shoes. No heels, no, you know, and you can't look cute in a pair of Nikes. I'm sorry. So,
oh, yes, you can.
Well, you can't wear a dress.
You know,
you can't wear a dress. I'll never forget about 6 weeks after I started using it. I bought a pair of really cute wedges and a new dress, and we went to the symphony on a date night, and I walked all over downtown, up and down stairs, and I was like, this is crazy. Because I feel like a girl. You won't catch me in a dress very often, but when I do, I want to feel good.
Right.
I have too much to do to be wearing a dress all the time.
I was about to say, how do you do all the things that you do?
No, it's yoga pants. It's yoga pants, baby. It's yoga pants all day. Yes. And a Canabama t-shirt. But anyway, well, tell us basically, what would you like our audience to hear about Pinnacle? Anything that sets you apart? Anything? Tell us about your program. I can't remember what you just called it.
It's the Here to Help program.
Yes, the Here to Help program. Tell us about that.
Well there, we actually have several different assistance programs. We have military. We have low-income programs. We work with the VFW, several around the country.
Yes, we love to work with veterans, too.
We do work with the military.
Yes.
Then we have a Here to Help program to help with stores, businesses, who, you know, we actually worked with some stores that were looted during some riots.
Wow.
So one of the programs we have, it is called Here to Help. We give them $1,000 worth of merchandise, because when you're filling out insurance and you're waiting on those checks,
right,
that takes time. That's weeks and months.
Right. And I know my insurance has a $2,500 deductible. So it's devastating to not have products. We were robbed. Yeah. Fortunately, they didn't get much, but it could have been devastating. And it did suck to pay $700 for the window because it didn't meet my deductible.
Right. Right. And there's just been so many opportunities in the last 6 months to help businesses,
Yes.
There were several things at the end of last year that were difficult. And then, coronavirus and how much that's affected businesses. I mean, so many I've talked to so many businesses that have closed. They're done.
Wow. Oh, that makes me sad.
And it's very sad. It's very difficult.
I know but when I think about that, it, I just
we think we can help.
Yeah. I can't even cope.
We're going to do our best to help.
Yeah. Well, and that's us when it comes to, when a customer comes in and says, they're in detox or they're trying to kick something and they don't have enough money for what they need. And I know they don't. I am not going to let them leave without the product that they need and have them relapse. Like, what kind of person does that make me? Especially because I'm in recovery. So I love that you guys have those programs. We do have, we've done a lot of fundraising for a homeless veterans initiative. I just recently met a guy who has a veterans organization up in the Birmingham area, and I'm talking with him hopefully soon to get together with his vets and give them some education and donate some products for them to try because they all have PTSD, but it's a really beautiful organization up there. Like I said, we do a lot with recovery. So it's really nice, though, that there are brands. I know all of my brands that have been with me for a long time. If I needed help, they would offer it. When I open a new store, they give me net 30 to help me stock the store and get on my feet because it's so expensive to start a new store. And they want to make sure that we are successful. And they know we can pull it off. And we have great relationships, so it's really exciting to hear that you guys do that. Any future things, anything coming out, anything new?
We're working on a few things. Now, here's the thing. For a long time, we've grown a lot over 5 years. I knew everything, and as we've grown, I know less and less.
I hear you. I hear you. I used to know all my customers by name and face.
So we've gotten larger, and so... we are working on almost done with our new warehouse where we'll have all, new equipment, new lab and all that kind of stuff. And so that's exciting. Mm-hmm. We're working on several new products, nutritional hemp products,
Great.
Could say.
Yes.
But I can't say a lot more.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
I might get a phone call.
Yes. We don't want anybody to get in trouble. Go easy, Kevin. Right. Go easy, Kevin.
So,
no, well, that's exciting. I actually may or may not be developing some things myself.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I figure 2 years, I have enough street cred. I don't grow, but I know products. And I know all the best growers, so I don't need to know how to grow. I just need to know who else grows who is the best. And that's who I work with. And for this first rollout, and I'll have a show about it soon, some raw tincture made with Alabama hemp and developed by Alabama chemists and processors. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
That is amazing. And the fact that you can say that is a thing now is great.
Yes, I'm excited. I think Cannabama products should be... all the way Alabama as much as possible. Keep the money in our community.
Right, right.
Support our farmers.
Yeah, especially in this time.
Yes, yes, yes. There are so many farms. Yeah, we started out with a bang, and I've had a few setbacks, but everybody did really well, and I'm always really proud to talk about our first crop, and now we're looking at, harvest time coming up soon, so I'm really excited about that. We've met some new farmers up in Jefferson County at Magic City Farms that have been really good to us, and we're excited to carry theirs. And a lot of new people Constantly. We're always meeting new people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. is there anything else you would like us to know?
We're heading in the right direction as a country as far as hemp goes.
Absolutely, yeah. Well,
you know.
Tell us where we can get more information about Pinnacle Hemp.
You can go to Facebook and find us on Pinnacle Hemp on Facebook, Instagram, and then pinnaclehemp.com, you know, online.
Right.
And if you're a business, we do have a wholesale portal. We have a lot of links. We have links to all our Here to Help programs and things like that. So if you ever a store that was affected by coronavirus and you've carried products but you've had a difficult time, you know, go fill out an application.
Right.
And, you know, there's been riots and protests and there's been looting. You know, there's been a lot of situations that have been difficult where businesses have been hurt. So go on there. Take a look. Take a look at what we offer. We offer a lot, and we do it for all the right reasons.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, for being with us today. And, Whitney, did you have any last-minute question?
Steve, I think we did pretty well tonight with all these questions. You prompted very well.
I could not hear Whitney.
Okay. Oh, no. So sorry. Well, don't forget, Whitney is hosting a grand opening for Cannabama Daphne Friday, July 24th, all day long. Ribbon cutting at 4:15. We will be there and having a good time. And you can find us at cannabama.com. We're located in downtown Mobile, West Mobile, Daphne, Hoover, and opening very, very soon in Montgomery. In the next 2 weeks, we're excited. So go to the website. You can call the store, 251-255-5155. And there's an extension for every store. So you can – and listen, guys, if you call and we're busy with a customer, leave a message. Text us. We will definitely get back with you. We get a lot of hang-ups. Thanks for being with us, guys, tonight. And we'll see you next week
Thank
on you. Another Sweet Home Cannabama.